Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm going to start off just before we start everything up and say I'm so damn proud of our football team. The way we fight, the way we show fight through all four quarters, never wavering, never showing any down emotions, always cheering each other on. That's what a Pitt football team is supposed to look like. And that's how we need to continue to play and win football games. All right. Go ahead.
I mean, you've seen this game before. You saw what it was like 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. What was your moment like running down the field into the student section, you know, having your big play?
Knowing that the rest of the guys in the field did their job, and that's what made it possible, especially in a game like this, it's something you'll never forget. Running towards the student section, watching the Panther Pit get up, roar, hearing the rest of the crowd here at Acrisure Stadium get up and roar. Knowing that all this is for everybody out there, for all our families, for all our teammates, it's one heck of a feeling.
Brandon, what gives this team the belief to never give up or know that you're always in a game?
We're a brotherhood. We're a family. Family don't look down on one another. When someone gets down, we pick them up. We start fighting, keep fighting, keep clawing, and that's how you win football games. We're a family. That's why we never get down. Never get. Coach Junko always says, never get too high, never get too low. Just keep sawing that wood.
Again, last week when you were able to do this last week, I mean, I think there was 5 minutes left on the clock. You're down by 10. Kind of looking back the last week and what you guys were able to do.
I think Coach Narduzzi said it best. There's confidence. There's confidence in every last person on the field, and that's why we're able to do what we do.
Brandon, three straight scoring drives that West Virginia has, and you guys issue a three and out and then a four and out at the end of the game. What did you guys lock in on in those final two drives? Say, hey, we're not going to allow them to move the ball here.
It's an attitude. There's not understanding that the last drive is the last drive for a reason. We get to the sideline, we make adjustments, and we're one hell of a defense. So that's how we attacked it. We knew that if we got Eli the ball and the rest of the offense the ball, we in good hands. We're ready to roll. So knowing that they're going to score and that we're going to have to come on the field and win the football game, that's how we attack it.
What can you say about Rasheem and what he did today? It seems like he was just flying all over the field.
One heck of a football player. Like I said before in one of my other interviews, like rabid dogs, that's how we're trying to play. And that's what he plays like.
As a senior leader in the defensive huddle, what were you saying to the guys in this last two?
Last two drives, we need to get the offense our football back. This is our game. It's our game no matter what. I don't care what the score is. Don't even look up there. Get that offense the football back, and we're going to be great.
The defense was struggling a little bit at the beginning of that third quarter. I mean, what did you say your team would have to improve going into the next game?
It's simple. We're a Pitt defense. When you walk off the sideline, understand that there's adjustments being made. We're talking to our team saying, hey, this is what we're doing. This is how we're doing it. Hey, that last drive is that last drive for a reason. Like I said, the rearview mirror is small and the windshield is big. Let's keep pushing forward. Let's keep grinding. Let's get it done.
How crazy is it that Eli Wolstein's a freshman, like leading these comebacks?
He's a freshman? Nah. He shows a great amount of leadership. That's something that you don't often see from any freshman, especially a freshman quarterback. Like he transferred in, he fit in well. He's one of our brothers through thick and thin. I'll ride through hell for that man.
you didn't get a chance to see him healthy, Holstein, in spring. When did you kind of notice in fall camp that this guy could be what we've seen?
Sometimes you just know. When you talk to somebody and they show the amount of confidence, the amount of will, the amount of grit that somebody that when you talk to them, that's how you know. That's how I knew that he was going to be a good football player, and he's going to be a great teammate, great brother for us.
What were some of the issues before the big rally at the end in defense?
It was simple things. It was alignment, assignment. So once we got that fixed up, once we got that attitude right, that understanding what was going on, just a few tweaks and adjustments that we made on the sideline, that's what allowed us to succeed in them last couple drives.
Last week, Coach Narduzzi said there was never any wavering on the sidelines. You guys always thought you were going to come back and win. Is it the same feeling today?
Heck yeah. We like I said, we step on, especially as a defense, we step on the field knowing that we get that offense the ball, we in good hands. We walk on the field knowing that we're going to go 3-and-out, 4-and-out, punch somebody in the teeth, and we're going to have an opportunity to go win some football games. That's what we'll set on the sideline, in the huddle, in the huddles, in the individual meetings. That's how we roll.
Reaction, Brandon. What was the reaction, the sigh of relief when you see Derek cross the goal line and then also once the clock hit zeros?
Oh, there's no sigh of relief when Derek crossed the goal line. The defense got to step back out on the field and win a ball game. That's why I told everybody on the sideline, hey, you can't get too high now. We got to keep rolling. We still got to step foot on the football field and win this football game. And that's what Kyle did. And Kyle had a great interception to finish it off.
Brandon, you're a kid from Central Pennsylvania. What does it mean to you to be able to have this type of a career in your home state, getting to have moments like this in the backyard brawl?
It's amazing having my family in the stands, especially alongside my family on the field. Like, it's hard. It's hard to beat. I wouldn't want to be nowhere else. This is home. This is home for life.
We'll do one more right here. Last one.
You guys give up the fake punt there. Can you hold them, pick up the block punt, take it for the end into the end zone. What was that feeling like? Kind of, what's the mentality through that drive to kind of come up with that stop?
I'm tired. We got to get back on the field and do it again. I'm just kidding. Knowing that that's in the middle of a football game. Like I said before, you can't get too high, you can't get too low. So I was ecstatic for our team that we gutted up in that moment, stuck it out, especially after the fake punt. I'm incredibly proud of our defense for sticking it out, getting it to fourth down, and getting to that point and giving me the opportunity to do that. That's all 11 guys on the field. That's a continuation of how we practice, how we're resilient, and how we never get, like I said, we just keep grinding.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.